Now, let's talk about where we go from here. The overall theme for this evening will be to cover the light body and the DNA changes that can now take place. The key for all these new developments is the work that both groups did in implementing the full spinning of your personal Makaba field to 100% the speed of light. We have very little time left in the third dimension, and most of our lives will be experienced in the fifth. When we are fully operating in the fifth dimension, we will be changing time sequences. We will no longer operate in linear time and will no longer create our reality from our past experiences, but will function in present time. We will operate directly from our soul spirit level. Now that these time locks are open and we have access to some of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates, this will directly affect the light body and our DNA structure. Physically, we will start to remember that we are pure light energy. Previously, we could not hold our Merkava field at the 100% light because of our environment, genetic lineage of the body, and the memory codes that were brought through. Because the Merkava was running at a slow speed, it was impossible to fully activate our light body. Now that we have our Merkava operating at full speed, we can accelerate our growth. With these two groups operating at this more refined speed together, we are also capable of creating a new series of DNA strands. The first two DNA strands, which are in the form of a double helix, pertain to our lineage. Science has not fully discovered the totality of our DNA structure, but only assumes that much of the DNA structure is junk DNA, which is not usable. As we develop, we will be able to tap into a total of 12 or maybe even 14 strands. These are directly related to our 14 chakra systems. This process will help return our memory to an understanding of this from our true level or spirit. Now, in the beginning, all of our DNA strands were spinning. During the decline, it all slowed down. Through the beginning stages of the light body work, we were able to activate some of the dormant strands of DNA. Now that we have come together in this wonderful collective group, who knows what lies ahead? Now, what's very interesting here is that when you physically look at this double helix and the two strands, you will see that one of them turns clockwise and the other one turns counterclockwise. Isn't that interesting? The Crystal Conference Group now made significant improvements by recovering some of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates and embodying them. Because of all, this group is also one with the Crystal Conference Group, we all are changed. We will start working with the light templates that were open during our time lock work. We need to give you an example now of how this helps and help you to understand it. We are all like little pieces of crystal that have been separated from the main crystal grid. In spite of this disconnect, these crystal pieces continue to hold all the knowledge and the energy that is contained in the present grid. This is why both groups are now one. This is the real proof of the essence of the fifth dimension, which is organized in unity consciousness and the fifth element of love. Now, I know your first question, because it was mine. What change will we notice? Well, Melchizedek's answer is as follows. Your thoughts are going to have no judgment and no guilt. Just pure self-love from your soul spirit. And this will also be present as you interact with others. You will see an overall picture of what state of consciousness they are operating in without any judgment. Now, there has already been a slowing of the aging process in your body. And this will continue, and as you nurture yourself more, the body will come into a state of well-being. As more strands of DNA are activated, you will remember that you are light and can receive your nourishment from light. Now, as you alter your physiology, your neurology, and your psychology, you can increase your own light frequencies and begin to operate more from the structure of your light body. Now, there is a possibility of having 12 or more strands and 6 double helixes as we navigate and create in this multidimensional sequence of 5th, 6th, and 7th dimension. Now, there are 2 strands of DNA within each double helix. Each double helix has a specific purpose. These double helixes are accessed as your consciousness evolves and you begin to create consistently through your intention and attention to create consciously and precisely. Now, we currently today have available 6 strands or 3 double helixes. We have the tools in place to make a big jump in our ascension. But today, our current concern is the 5th dimension and how we can keep it in a stable and usable template. First, we must keep our Merkaba spinning in a field of 100% light. That is one of the most important things we can do. And secondly, we must understand the part we all play as part of this special collective consciousness. I know. I always say, wow, well, that doesn't get it anymore for what's happening, you know. But that's all we got for today. Tomorrow, who knows? Now, let's hear some more of what will be happening in the future. We will now have a channeling from Joan, and once she is done, our evening will be concluded.